Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Both of them record months this month. Thank you so much for using our sites, for doing the things that you need to do to get smarter, and I know that's what you're doing when you come to our sites, because that's all we do. We provide you with information that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can go to find the show. It's where you can go to find the show in a number of different ways. We allow you to time shift and geography shift. That's right. You can place shift too. We'll let you listen to the show by MP3, or you can download it and take it with you. Put it onto an iPod, or burn it onto a CD, or put it on a thumb drive, whatever you like. And don't forget a lot of other stuff there. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives. The newsletter is there, the blog, all that stuff. And then, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. I hope you'll check that out, too. And no barrier to entry, folks. Whatever I have, if you can get there, we'll let you in. You can wander around. We're having a little technical difficulty connecting up with our first guest, but we're working on that. But I want to continue to talk about selling and what I consider to be the big shift in the way selling has changed in the 21st century compared to the 20th century. And it's all about information. It's all about information. When I was a young pup coming up in sales decades ago, I was my customer's internet. I brought them information. If they needed to know about new products or services in my industry, they found it out from me or one of my competitors. They found out what was going on in the industry, what was available, what was new coming out, the new pricing structure, new capability, whatever it might be. The things that my customers needed, they got from me. Virtually all the information from me or somebody in my industry. So they were looking for me. They were glad to see me coming. The typical day in the life of a business person, a purchasing agent or whatever, 20, 30 years ago, was to have salespeople coming and going all the time. It's the way it was. It's not like that anymore in the 21st century. And the reason is because most people don't wait on a salesperson to come by and tell them about what's new. They probably already know what's new. For one thing, there are not as many new things under the sun as there was maybe 30 years ago. And there's so many extra choices. You know, in the 20th century, for any particular thing that you bought, you might have a handful of choices. And if you had a handful, you were doing pretty good. Today, thousands, maybe an infinite number almost, of choices that you have for different kinds of products, different variations of applications, different vendors you can do business with from all around the globe because of the internet. So you're not sitting around waiting on a salesperson to knock on your door and say, hi, let me show you what I have, and let me wow you with my information. So what are we doing about that? Those of us who still have to sell, those of us who still have to go out and make it happen in the marketplace. What do we do? Well, I think we have to plug in with our customers the way they want to be plugged into. We have to make sure that if you just walk up and say, hi, I sell office supplies, well, guess what? They just made an order. Somebody just pushed a button in that office and made an order online. maybe from an online store that'll have UPS deliver it, maybe from the local store that's got an online website, or maybe from one of the big box companies that has their own delivery trucks. They got that available to them. It's right at their fingertips. So if you walk in and sell and say, "Hi, you know, I'm Jim and this is what I sell," then you're passé. You're 20th century. And the people you're trying to sell to don't live in the 20th century anymore. You might live in the 20th century. And if that's the way you behave, that's what you're telling them. I live in the 20th century. They live in the 21st century. And if you're going to be successful in the 21st century, you got to plug in with your customers the right way. And I believe what that means is you've got to meet them. You've got to get, somehow they've got to know you a little bit. Depending on what you're selling, especially, the higher the ticket, the more they have to know you. And the more you have to find out what is it that they want. Now, you've heard me say this before. I don't want you to find out what they need. You should be able to tell that to start with. You should be able to tell that just by what they do. What do they need? Every business needs paper. Every business needs some kind of technology. They'll use varying kinds of technology, a copier, or computers. You know, every business needs, you know, whatever your industry is. You know the companies who use what you do, who need to have, they must have what you sell. They have to get it from somebody. But you don't want to, but if you walk in and say, "Hi, I'm Jim, and this is what I sell," well, what you're telling them is, "I want to talk to you about what you need." And ladies and gentlemen, they already know what they need, and they already know how to get what they need at the lowest price, almost every time lower than yours. It's almost guaranteed that they have at least one place they can get what you sell cheaper than what you sell, than what you sell it for. So when you walk in and do that, if you just knock on the door and introduce yourself and say, "This is what I sell," then what you're talking about is, you're talking about what they need. And what they need is a commodity. What they need is the lowest price. What they need is easy, somebody who makes it easy for them to do business. That's what they need. Small business owners, you won't make a living. You won't survive if you sell people what they need. And we come back after these messages, I'll explain what I mean by that. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you how you can make that sale. Blow right by what they need and talk to them about the way to connect with them so that they will do business with you. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Trouble and you need a helping hand.
Sweet Baby James.
And nothing.
Can he sell a song or what? He can sell a song. Can you sell your product? Are you having any trouble getting your product out? They call me the King of Segway, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're talking about selling. We're talking about how to make sure that you break through the clutter, how to help you get through to the 21st century customers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not sitting in your buildings, in your businesses, having meetings with your salespeople, with the people who, your managers or whoever it is, if it's you all by yourself, which it was for me once upon a time. You know, I'm still the lead salesman in my organization, as many small business owners are. You're the ultimate salesman. You're where the buck stops. But whether you're talking to yourself or you're talking to your people, if you're not saying to each other, "We're in the 21st century. How are things different here? How are things, you know, how have things changed in the 21st century? What are our customers, what's new about the way our customers want us to reach out to them, how they want to be contacted, how they want to visit with us, how they want to talk to us? Maybe they don't want to talk to us. Maybe they want to use the internet or you know, email or whatever it might be." There's the way customers want to be contacted and connected with in the 21st century is different from the 20th century, the way they did in the 20th century. And I was just talking to you about that. I was telling you that the customers need things that you sell. Your customers and prospects need things that you sell, but those things they need are commodities. They know what the price is. They know they won't pay a penny more for what they need. But there is some level of what they need that's not quite adequate for them. What they get from people who sell them commodities, the big box companies, whoever it might be, whatever it is that they need, there's some part of what they how they use that. That what they need isn't getting it. The commodity isn't getting it. Even the good price isn't solving their problem, isn't meeting their requirements. They want something more. They want something more than what they need. And as you've heard me say before, and I'm going to keep saying this as long as I live because I think this is very important, what they want is anywhere from just a little bit more than what they need, anywhere from there, a little bit more, to everything. Somewhere in that, along that continuum, somewhere along that piece of real estate, from a little bit more to everything, is what they want. And if you aren't talking to them about that, if you aren't as a small business, if you're not trying to find that piece of real estate where you fit, how you can scratch that itch of your customer from a little bit more to everything, more than what they need. If you can't find what they want in that little piece of real estate, or that big piece of real estate maybe, then you're missing opportunities. Your salespeople are calling on people. When they call on somebody and you know it's a good prospect and they come back empty-handed, what's going on? Do you know what's happening? And you might say, well, this person can't sell. I'm going to get rid of her. Or this person's not working hard. I'm going to get rid of him. Or maybe I'm not training my people properly. Or, you know, maybe I just need to explain the product again. Maybe I just need to make sure they obviously don't understand our pricing structure. Or surely our colors are compelling enough to make the sale. Folks, none of that matters. Yeah, color ultimately matters. They're going to want a certain color, but that's what they need. The color is what they need. They're not going to talk to you because you can give them colors or pricing or delivery or whatever. You've got to find out what it is that they want. And you know, let's say that you've got a company that buys a lot of commodities and you know, whatever it might. Let's say it's steel. Let's say you're a little company selling steel. How could you compete with the big steel companies? Well, if you're selling freight train loads of steel, you can't compete with the big guys. But if you're selling steel of a certain shape that can only be delivered in a box and needs to be handled a certain way, needs to be bent a certain way, it's a certain little application that they have, the big box guys don't do that as well as you do. So if you go in there and try to sell them what they need, which is the commodity, which is that freight train load of stuff, whatever product you sell, then you're not going to work. That's not going to work for you if you're a small business. But if you can find out how they want that steel customized, how they want their paper delivered in a certain way, the certain kind of application, if you can find out what that is, what they want, that's where you will make your living in the 21st century. And you just need to take my thinking here and apply it to whatever industry you're in. But the main thing to remember, folks, customers are not like, in the 21st century, are not like customers in the 20th century. If you're still selling to your customers exactly the way you did in the 1990s even, well, you're a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. You're already extinct. It just hasn't happened yet. You just don't know it yet. Make sure that you're talking to your customers, not about what they need, small business owners, but about what they want. And remember, what they want, they'll pay more for. And that's where your margins will be found. And that's where your profits will be found. And that's where your success will be found. 29 after. I'll be right back with Suzanne Mulvihill right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.